Moncrief on News Talk.
With the Dacia range. Drive away today with no payments for the first 3 months.
This is Bernie Sanders. He was speaking on Univision yesterday. That's the Spanish language TV station in the US. And he's speaking specifically to young people.
I am 79 and I am angry. If I were 18 or 20, I would be very, very, very angry. I would be angry that I can't afford to go to college or I'm leaving school deeply in debt. I would be furious that we have a president who demonizes the Latino community, calls them criminals or rapists. I would be angry that I can't afford health care or I can't afford decent housing.
So how angry or politically engaged are young people? In November, residents of San Francisco will be asked to decide on whether the vote should be extended to 16 and 17-year-olds for local elections. The proposition was narrowly defeated in 2016 and has been part of a national campaign in the US called the Meddling Kids Movement. Isabel Hope, who's now 18, founded that organisation. She joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Isabel. Now, a 16 or a 17-year-old in San Francisco at the moment, obviously they can't vote. What is a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old entitled to do under law in San Francisco?
Well, 16-year-olds in San Francisco, along with the rest of the United States, are entitled to protest, to lobby their elected officials, make their voices heard. As far as what they're entitled to do besides voting, 16-year-olds can get a job. When you're 17, you can pay taxes. They can enlist in the military. 16-year-olds can drive as well. So there's a lot that they're entitled to do down here.
Right. Okay. So a 17-year-old isn't to be trained to kill other people, but not entitled to vote.
Correct.
And this is not the first time this has been put as a ballot in San Francisco. How did it do the last time?
The last time, I believe it went pretty well. I think it was brought up nationally as well as part of a larger bill called the For the People Act that was brought up in Congress. And a lot of young people supported it around the United States. And a lot of older people and elected officials in power had some problems with it. But I think it has a lot of youth support. And it's a ballot measure in San Francisco that really could become a national measure in the foreseeable future.
Right. And it's at the moment what you're looking for is to vote in local elections in the San Francisco area. Is that correct?
Right. Well, I am really I'm hoping people vote in their local elections everywhere, San Francisco especially, because of this ballot measure. But I'm hoping to see this measure in cities everywhere. And I think that's how we can really start building it from the ground up, is if young people vote in their local municipal elections.
And are there specific issues, do you think, that exercise young people, you know, in that age group who couldn't currently vote, that they'd be more exercised than adults, perhaps, give that much of a care to?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when we look at issues like the climate crisis and gun violence and student debt and things like that, I think young people are particularly invested in those, more so than a lot of older people are, because those are directly impacting our present lives as well as our futures. And you can even see that just by young people taking to the streets for climate change action and for, you know, action on gun reform in the United States. So I definitely think that young people have a very specific take on these things, because we really don't care about the politics of it. We just want a better future for ourselves and future generations.
Though you can't ignore politics. And if, say, Donald Trump is re-elected, the climate crisis doesn't exist, no problem with gun violence, and he doesn't care about student debt.
Yeah, I think when it comes to the president and him possibly being re-elected, these issues, you know, they don't go away regardless of who is president next. Even if Joe Biden wins our election, these issues are still going to be prevalent and young people are still going to fight for them. So I think right now the question is just, what are we willing to do on a local level and on a state level to get things done and push our adults, regardless of what party they're in, to take action on these issues? And I think letting kids vote would be an amazing way to start giving us more of a voice.
Do many countries have votes for under 18s?
I believe that I believe that a few of them do. I'm not entirely educated on that. I've been doing a lot of work primarily in the United States. But I know that it has been an issue that a lot of activists in other countries have brought up internationally. So it's definitely not just specific to the United States.
Right. And I suppose an argument might be made that 16 and 17 year olds mightn't be mature enough to consider all the issues that are needed when you're considering who to vote for. What would you say to that?
You know, we've heard that argument before in our activism for this. And I think what I always say is that adults who get to vote are not, they don't get to vote because they're mature enough, and they don't get to vote because they prove that they're politically ready. They get to vote because the Constitution guarantees them a voice in their elections. And I think when you look at young people like that, I don't think young people should have to prove that they are ready or smart enough or mature enough to be able to vote. I think it should be a right given to them as citizens and contributing members of society. Mm. But I also think a lot of young people that I know as an activist are incredibly mature and are ready to vote. I think there would be more young people who are passionate about this and who would really take it seriously than not.
Yeah. Though if you're campaigning for 16 and 17 year olds to get the vote, in effect, you're saying 15 year olds aren't mature enough to have a vote.
I believe that's what I'm saying. I think what I'm trying to say right now with all of these ballot measures and with trying to lobby for this effort is just that 16 and 17 year olds voting has been the proposed measure for a long time now. And I do think 15-year-olds would be mature enough. I believe that most children want to know what's going on in their society and want to know what's going on in politics. But I think when we get younger than 16 and 17, we do have to start looking at the public school system. I speak for America because that's where I live. But we have to start looking at the public school system and how we're teaching young people about politics and about elections. And I think if we could change that and do a better job of educating young people on making their voices heard, then I don't see why we couldn't give children a voice in a wider spread.
Are you confident, Isabel, the ballot will pass this time around?
I feel like it will. I'm really hopeful about it. It's gotten a lot of good attention. So yes, I feel very hopeful.
Isabel, best of luck with that. That's Isabel Hope there, founder of the Meddling Kids Movement. Isabel, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief on News Talk
with the Dacia Duster. Shockingly affordable, and now with 3 months deferred payments too.